Yes, friends and family, this is Sunday Morning Breakfast, and we're ecstatic that you are on the line with us this morning, sharing in another amazing message, Misery Loves Company. So, we're here on the line. I hope you have your pen and papers ready to take plenty of notes and share in something that will inspire and wake you up this morning. We're here. We hope that you have invited a friend to be on the line with you, because we all need to understand what it is to whom we operate in, whom we're around, and how we take that forward in our days. Misery Loves Company. Let's move forward with our call, get us going this morning with our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
All right. Well, you want to open this up with prayer, and then we'll get started with the call.
Absolutely. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this amazing opportunity to see you another day and to just worship and praise you. We have this awesome opportunity to just love on you, love on others, and move forward in all that you have for our lives. As we go forward on this call, Heavenly Father, may we do so with open hearts, open minds, so that we can receive all that you have for us. So as we go forward in this day, Heavenly Father, we take all that you have given us to share with others. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty, y'all. So we're talking about Misery Loves Company this morning. Now, what I would like to do, Miss Tiana, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I want to go ahead and give you the floor, and we're going to get started.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. This topic goes so many ways, and I love it because there are so many times as believers when God seems to withhold from us the things that we want most. And when he does that, we seek out others to share that misery with. But one of the stories that I read studying for this week really sparked something for me, because it was a woman who wanted nothing more than to be a mother. Nothing more than to be a mother. She was married to a husband who loved her dearly and lifted her up every day and in everything. Yet, she competed for his love. Even though he did all of that for her, she competed for his love and affection, as he was married to another woman who had several children for him. But this woman, her name was Hannah, and she lived a completely different life. I first learned of Hannah reading the first book of Samuel. In Hannah's day, it was actually legal for a man to have a second wife. And in fact, the inability to conceive a child is typically why men took second wives. But Hannah never complained. Even when she was shunned or provoked by the other wife, there were times where she did weep. Oh, yeah, there were times where she also didn't eat. But she never brought up the misery. Her husband may have asked, why are you weeping? Why are you not eating? Why are you downhearted? Aren't I better than having 10 sons? Even so, she didn't bring up her pain. She didn't bring up her misery. And it's interesting because when we see a loved one down, we're so quick to say something like, failure is back door to success, or look on the bright side, or think of the things that you have instead of what you don't, or don't lose hope, keep trying. But it's so interesting how God handles those situations. He doesn't say a thing. He knows what it's like to have a broken heart. Believe it or not, God knows the special pain of childlessness. The Bible tells us that when Jesus was on the cross bearing the sins of the world, God poured out on him the wrath for sin so that you and I deserved, not what Jesus deserved. And for that terrible moment, that carried with it all the weight of eternity, that he wouldn't have to lose us. But God hasn't forgotten us when our heart is broken. He knows what it's like to lose or not have what we cherish most. And there are a lot of ways we can respond to disappointment. As people, we might complain about it, right? As we're talking about now, misery loves company, bring everybody into it. We might make it our mission to make sure that everyone around us feels exactly what we're feeling. Or we can go the opposite route and just clam up about it. But Hannah, what I loved about this story is she showed us an alternate way, a better way. She prayed about it. And I know many times we say pray about it, and we don't want to hear pray about it. We want another answer as to how to handle these things. But the important part is how she prayed about it. Hannah, it's best to read the scripture to share how she prayed about it. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, 9 to 10, it says, "Once they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on a chair by the doorstep of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord." Hannah prayed in bitterness of soul. She didn't hold anything back. She wept and poured out her disappointment to God. It's important to notice that Hannah didn't do the things that most of us do when we're disappointed, when we're in misery, when we're hurting. She didn't complain to her husband. She didn't get back at the second wife. And she didn't complain to her priest. The same priest who actually, when you read the story, which I highly recommend in 1 Samuel chapter 1, the same priest she didn't complain to who actually thought she was so drunk by the way she was praying to God. That's how, from the bitterness of her soul, she was crying out to him, that the priest himself thought that she was drunk. Not one of the people who should have comforted Hannah gave her any sympathy. Not one of them actually understood her pain. And every single one of them said something that may have hurt her deeply, which compounded the misery that she was already in. Now consider this. 2/3 of the people who may have hurt her had done so unintentionally. When we are hurting, often people we expect to understand in a time of great disappointment, they don't. Often the people we expect to sympathize with us may just turn away. And most of them have no clue at all that they may have hurt us. Hence, what company should we seek? Hannah prayed. And in fact, I find it striking that in the entire story about what transpired in her misery, the only time we heard Hannah's voice in that story is when she actually spoke to God. When everyone else seems to have forgotten Hannah, she knew exactly where to turn. Misery loves company. I hope you ate well. So with misery loving company,
I got you. Thank you so much for that. I was just talking on the phones on mute. That's okay. The devil miserable. He can't be heard. He need to be heard. Y'all wake on up. Misery loves company, okay? Now, I just want to, first of all, good morning. I know people had their clock set back. Did y'all get that reminder? You sent those reminders out, Ms. Tiana?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So wake on up. Okay. This is Club Christ, and we're talking about misery this morning. All right. We don't serve alcohol, but we do serve water. Huh? Wise men seek wise counsel.
Yes.
You do know that, and I need to clarify this so that everybody can wake up this morning. Hear me and hear me good. Okay. Misery is anything that does not live, promote, establish, or is founded in heaven. That's what misery is. Do you not understand you can be very happy, live a happy life? I'm living my best life. I ain't going all that little stuff and be miserable and not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can have a disease, you know, a disease is dis-ease, and not know it, surely you can be miserable and not know it.
Hold on. The Bible says that he would turn us over, or turn people over to reprobate minds, meaning they won't even be sin conscious. People be doing wrong and not even know they're doing wrong. Self-deceived. You ever seen somebody living in denial? Now watch this, y'all. Watch this, Miss Tiana. You don't think that the person that's living in denial is miserable? Unmute Miss Shabri right quick for me. You know, Miss Shabri, I know you up over there. You did a little jumping jack sit-ups and all that. They had your frosted flakes. Not frosted flakes, right? Total? Good. Okay. Miss Shabri, if somebody
yes.
In denial, are they happy?
No, they're not.
Miss Tiana, what's the opposite of happy?
Sad.
Okay. And if we had did a synonym, would misery fall under
miserable?
Sad?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I think that a lot of times people think that people are miserable when they, you know, yeah. You know, they're just Debbie Downer. They got a spoiled party.
No.
See, I want y'all to understand, spoiling don't mean... Like they say all the time, when does sour cream go bad? Sour from Kinko, right? They're miserable from the beginning, but Satan comes like an angel of light. Do you not understand misery in its best form comes as happiness? Hold on.
Yeah.
I need somebody to understand. Children, who are having children out of wedlock? Come on, man, I was there. Do you not understand that misery is... It comes in the form of I'm grown, but you're not married.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Spare the rod, spare the child. Do you not understand that your spoiling is creating a rotten for somebody else? Come on now. Because, see, we don't see misery until the end result.
Right.
We think that misery comes prevalent in its beginning stages, and that's an L-I-E. Anybody ever been with the wrong person? They start. Now, see, watch everybody attest to that. Everybody saying amen. But watch this. Have you ever been with the wrong person? Amen. Okay. Have you ever been the wrong person? Uh-oh.
Come on.
No, I ain't going to stop there. Have you ever been the wrong person? Do you not understand that it's funny to point out somebody else's flaws? Like they're horrible, but not your own?
Right.
See, we have 20/20 when it comes to our judgment. But all of a sudden, we blind. God know my heart, though, when it comes to us. You don't think that that is miserable? That is hypocrisy at its best. Do you understand that misery at its best is Satan talking to Jesus? Misery at its best looks great, but the outcome is going to be damnation. It's going to be hellish.
Come on.
Well, y'all got to hear me now this morning. Misery loves company. See, in other words, misery comes one way. But see, when misery comes bad up front, when it looks like miserable, it looks like disease, it looks like pestilence, it looks like hate, it just looks anything opposite of God, that means it really don't care because you're going to receive it. See, the better form it comes in, the more your calling is. You got to catch what I'm telling you now. See, when misery don't look like misery, the further misery is prolonged, that means your calling is great. Because it knows that you, like this, will reject it at sight if it looked like such. But when you find out what misery is, why are you still around it?
Come on.
Huh? The Bible says, wise men, I'm talking in layman terms this morning, everybody. Wake on up now. Daylight saving time. Okay. Wise men, but it's not gender specific. It's not male or female. Wise men seek wise counsel.
Come on.
You know, people who are miserable don't seek one. See, wise counsel will get you out of the company of misery. In other words, wise counsel will straighten you up like God will straighten you up, because wise counsel is sent from God. So wise counsel will not amen your flesh. Wise counsel will have you not want. See, How you know you don't want wise counsel is when you run from the truth.
Come on. Come on. Yes, ma'am.
What do you surround yourself with? What company are you keeping?
Right.
What company are you keeping, people? The Bible says wise counsel seeks. Wise men seek wise counsel. To seek something, that means I go after it. Huh? With diligence. Those who diligently seek the face of God. I go after it in pursuit. You call me a bugaboo when I'm chasing God because I chase him. I yearn for him. I desire him. I can't, you know how people, I can't be without God. I seek it. I'm not complete until I get it. Wise men seek wise counsel. In other words, I know them that labor amongst me. In other words, I know I can't look to person A because person A ain't living their life. And person A has never been given God's counsel because everything person A touched falls by the wayside. So he seems astute. Okay, not too many people around him because not too many people want the truth. Let me go here. Now, y'all, yesterday, Ms. Shabri and I talked. I want y'all to write this down. Come on, wise men, write it down. Seek wise counsel. Write this down. Misery loves company. Please write this down. You're going to like it. There's four pointers that you need to hear. So then we'll end up in misery's company. Intentions. I've heard it, and I've heard it time and time again. That's not what I intended to do. The Bible says the beginning of the matter is not as potent, it's not as severe as the ending of a matter. In other words, it's not how you go in, it's how you come out.
Right.
Uh-oh. So much so, y'all follow me?
Yeah.
So much so that God watches over his word. To make sure, come on, Mr. Shabri, I'm going to teach you like he told me. Watch this, y'all. Misery loves company. God watches over his word to make sure that it does everything that it was set out to do. Let me translate that in 2019. Yo. Hey, check this out. Huh? I watch over everything that I said. I intended everything that I said. Listen, I watch over what I intended. How I stepped in here, I watch over it.
Right.
To make sure, that it's going to do everything that I said it would do. Everything that I intended for it to do. I watch over it. In other words, I give it attention. So four things I want you to write down is intention, attention, prevention, and retention. Retention. Intention, attention, prevention, and retention. In other words, to avoid bad company, make sure your intention up front is right.
Right. All right.
Spot bad company, make sure you know its intention. But, Mr. Carr, how you know that? The Bible says test every spirit by the spirit to make sure that it's a spirit of God. Oh, you better hear me again. Test every, not some spirit. See, don't just test their spirit. Make sure your spirit is right. Because when your spirit is right, how can you say that you have God within you to be able to test anything? You have to have the right spirit.
Come on.
See, when your spirit is right, Watch this, y'all. What a soulmate is. Soulmate don't necessarily mean that I am looking for marriage. Soulmate is just know my friendship. In other words, the soulless realm, the flesh realm, in the spirit realm. In other words, that my soul is where my trunk is. That's where I collect stuff. Where do I get my information from? Do I get it from my flesh or my spirit? In other words, even as a friend, if we're not soulmates, how can we walk together? Soulmates as a friend, I know this is different. I'm trying to help somebody avoid misery. Soulmates, if we don't think alike, how can we walk? So if you're in the world and you're getting your information from your flesh, how can we agree if I'm not getting information from mine?
You can't. Come on.
You ever notice, y'all, how friends experience the same thing? You ever notice how company, you can talk to people, girl, in a small world. Look at that company, small world.
Yeah.
You know what y'all going off of? Stuff that y'all have experienced. Now, it's either going to come from a spiritual realm, Lord Jesus, or it's about to come from your front yard, your flesh. Which one?
You're right, come on.
Huh? Which one? Now, which one it comes from depends on what type of company you're about to keep. Because if it comes from the flesh, it's only a matter of time before it gets bad. Because it came in looking good. But watch how it go out.
Right. All right.
Intention. Know your intention, know their intention. What's wrong with that? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Y'all got that one?
Yes. Yes, sir.
See, bad company tells lies. Bad companies can't keep a word. So if you intended to do one thing and you don't do it, it's only because of your attention. Number two. Watch this, Miss Tiana. Huh?
Go ahead.
Bad company. Yes, Lord. Huh? Misery loves bad company. Yes, Lord. Watch this. When you intended to do something, but you don't give it attention, you're about to mess your intentions up. Fellas, you said you loved her. You said that was your wife. You said that was, okay, so now all of a sudden you're a prophet. You ain't God, huh? Hold on. I intended to marry you. How didn't you marry her?
Mm. Come on.
Why speak to you that long? Y'all, Miss Tiana, I want you and Miss Bree, give me some feedback. Give me some feedback, y'all. I'm serious this morning now. Okay? They say whenever you're ever not serious, you're right. I'm always Miss Bree, I'm gonna start with you. How long
okay.
should you get married? Real question.
I don't put a time frame on dating.
You go sit over there with Cole. Miss Tiana, you sit down somewhere. Miss Tiana, how long should you date before you get married, approximately?
That's a great question. I'm with Sabrina. I don't know.
Somebody on this, y'all, boy, these people crazy, man. Can I get a woman who not playing a game? How long would you date a man before you get? I'm talking about somebody who's not playing. Huh? How long?
I'd say 2 years. Okay, why don't you say two? Okay, 2 years. That's the max.
I would even say 2, 3, 4 years, maybe. But you know what's what? Technically, by year one. No later than year two.
Yes.
You should know where we're going with this, right? Anybody
right.
get to dating 2 years before you get married?
No.
Now, mind you, let me give us a time frame. Let me put it, because I want to show, I'm showing y'all something. All right? I'm showing y'all something about the company that you keep. Why would you wait that long and then disappointment strikes your door in year 11? They marry somebody else.
Oh.
Hello?
You wouldn't wait that long.
Huh? You should know. I mean, let's just throw out the scenario. You in your 20s, late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw out the scenario. You 32. You wait
okay.
2 years? Oh, yeah. Come on.
No.
I'm about to make it real for you. You 32. How long you dating?
About a year and a half or two.
You don't know by now what you're going to do?
Yes.
Miss Tiana?
Yes, you should.
You see, this makes it personal for people, y'all. This is how real the word of God is now. Hmm? Tell them the topic again, Miss Tiana. Tell them the topic.
Misery loves company.
Huh? Y'all hear?
Misery loves company.
Y'all see where it's going with this?
Yes.
Because if you don't know what you want to be with in life, if you don't know your natural mate, you know you don't know your spiritual one, right?
Whew. Yes, that's correct.
Woo! Boy, I'm about to say, so it isn't in that. So, number two. Huh? Because I want to be... If you don't give your intentions attention, huh? Yeah. Look how misery is setting in, and you ain't even know it. Y'all follow me? Number two?
Yes.
Attention. Attention is required to avoid misery. Because when you give something attention, you can point it out before it matures.
Right.
You can get the bad things out of children before they mature if you give it attention. Anybody, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart from it. In other words, when you train them up in God, misery will never set on their doorstep. But if you train them up in being spoiled and you don't give them the proper attention in God, guess what you just created? A monster. Now,
right.
Monster makes things miserable, not just for themselves, but for everybody else. So, see, you created somebody else's problem, and you didn't even know it, parent.
Okay.
I'm trying to help somebody out. You done just created not only their problem, but you done created somebody else's problem. Now, I need to tap you on your shoulder. Hurt people hurt people. Miserable people make other people miserable. Perhaps it's because you're miserable and you didn't even know it. You're diseased, diseased, and didn't even know it. So when your intentions don't have attention, y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
The third one?
Yes.
It leads to prevention. Uh-oh. When your intentions don't have attention, it leads to prevention. In other words, intentions were good, but without attention, it leads to prevention. So everything that you intended, which was good, is prevented because of your lack of attention. Number three, prevention. Now misery looms over you. Because who can you win over without attention?
Right.
I want y'all to notice, you can't love God and Satan at the same time. I want you to know, one's going to live, the other one's going to die.
Come on.
Hello? Misery loves company. I want you to know, you can't have this mindset and that mindset. You can't keep this type of company and that type of company and think that you're going to last. A double-minded man, should I say this out loud? It's unstable, should I say this out loud? All, not some, of their ways.
Oh.
Double-minded, meaning that I'm good over here, but I'm bad over here. I'm hungry over here, but I'm ratchet and twerking over there. So, see, you can twerk without knowing how to dance. In other words, you just have a ratchet spirit.
Right.
Number three, prevention. Misery. Listen to me, y'all. Prevention. Resist the devil and he shall flee. My God. You know why you still have some miserable people in your world? Huh? Y'all. People who seriously get a restraining order. I'm trying to help somebody out. Like this, Miss Tia.
Right.
Miss Bree. You get a restraining order. You go to God, and God gives you information on what to do. So, see, that's the best law enforcement officer there is. See, he will restrain, unless God be a liar. The people that are still trying to pursue you, it's only because you have yet to reject them. See, to resist something means you reject it. Anybody ever been there? You've been mad at your baby daddy. You've been that mad at their friend. You've been mad at baby mama. You was mad at pastors. You was mad. Anything they said was wrong before they said it. Anybody ever been there? See, when you hate something, I know who you are. So I resist you at your words. You know why? Because the word is something that looms over something, and it can either make it happy or it can make it miserable. You better be careful of what you entertain.
Come on.
Because the very thing you entertain is what you give attention to, and your intentions will either rise up or they will crumble down in misery.
Amen.
Come on.
I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Huh? Prevention is going to either prevent them or it's going to prevent you. Misery loves company. Whatever you give attention to, you're going to prevent the opposite of it. If you're giving attention to the devil, you're preventing God. If you give attention to God, you're preventing the devil. Now, this is how you know which one is your master. Huh? Oh, my God. Y'all watch this. I want y'all to line it up. This is some powerful stuff God gave me, Mr. Brion, yesterday. Four things.
Yes.
The first one was your intention. Put your intention on the top of your paper, whatever it may be. I'm going to give you about 20 seconds. I want to know your, look, you write it down, your intention in God. What is your intention? What is your goal? What was your goal? Write it down. Don't, y'all, this is exercise. Write it down, please. I'm trying to help you. Misery loves company. Huh? See, Satan don't want you to write nothing down because Satan don't want you to come back to nothing. Satan just wants stuff to go by the wayside. You know how people want you to forget what they've done? No! I'm going to address it.
Right.
So write down your intention. Come on now, if you hear me, do it. And put number one to the left of it. Intention. It'll be one or two things. You got it? Cool, 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 cool. Number two, how much attention are you giving it? Write that down. Number two, give me a percentage. 100%, 20%, 90%. Now, in parentheses, underneath the percentage that you're giving it, huh? I want you to write down the attention that God gives it. Now, if your attention don't match God's attention, you know it's going to cause number three, prevention, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Has it been hard to attain it? Lord have mercy.
Oh.
Number three, yes or no? Has it been hard to attain it? I'm sorry. Number three, what has prevented you from giving it 100%?
Hmm.
Watch this, Mr. Bree, Ms. Tiana.
Mm-hmm.
Misery loves company.
Yes, sir.
What has prevented you from giving your goal in God 100%? Ooh, laziness.
Yes.
Pride, greed, not knowing. Huh? I just didn't do it. Write it down, whatever prevented you. Number four. Number four, write down how you plan to attain something without giving it number two, attention.
Come on.
How do you plan to accomplish without giving it number two? Y'all got all four down? Look at that
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
Look at that again now. That's, y'all see the sequential order with that? Look at what you started off with at the top. Look at what you watered it with number two. Uh-huh. Misery loves company. See, misery don't want you to look at it this way. You know why? Because when you think, break this thing down to the skeleton bones, now use this thing, use this chart with everything in life. Number one, write it down to the left of it, is your intention. What was the goal? Number two, come on, misery, because I know you don't like this company, misery, but that's our misery fleet. I'm trying to give y'all something now. Number two is, how much attention are you giving to it? I ain't talking to people who spark because they're talking about, that's right, you don't give me no attention. God didn't give you all the attention in the world, and you still think you're lonely.
Come on.
I need that to be known. Where are you getting your information from? Number two, because people slick, Mr. Bree. Where are you getting your information from? From your flesh or from your spirit? Because, see, sometimes people are not with you, but they're praying for you. Lord, have mercy. You don't understand. It depends on who you're talking to.
That's right.
Number two, how much attention are you giving to it? The very goal that you say you had. You said you had a goal to open up the business. How much attention are you giving to it? That don't mean that I just go and walk over the yard and God says, no, I go and work to make sure I have the finances. I go and work, meaning I work unto God to make sure favor is there when I get there the next time. Boy.
Amen. Come on.
Because if not, I'm showing you how misery creeps in. Now, number three, if you're not giving it attention, how can you prevent anything from trying to get in the way? Yeah, I love this because the Bible says what God has put together, come on, idolaters and adulterers and infidels. Listen, what God has put together that no man put asunder. Let me show you something God first and foremost. Anybody married can't hate. They can't stand that the pet people goes. It don't even have to be their marriage that somebody's messing with because some people have broken marriages and some people are divorced. And you can't stand somebody who separates somebody else's marriage. Watch this. Let me break it down to this. When God said that he's the spiritual God, right? You know he's talking to
yes.
First. Aha. I'm talking to the children in the world. The Bible says what God put together, let no man put asunder. See that old devil that tries to separate us from our marriage and God? God can handle him.
That's right.
Come on.
Y'all miss what he was saying. God is married to you and I. Y'all miss what he was saying. Somebody talking about he convicted me. No, he ain't convicted. Huh? He condemning me. No, he ain't condemning you. That's conviction setting in. And you should be happy. If conviction don't set in, something ain't right. In other words, how you know you're miserable? When God can't reach you, but people have to reach you. That's how you know you're miserable. That means you'll never see God. In other words, I thank God in the spirit for coming to correct me through conviction, as opposed to you having to come correct me through the flesh. That means my information is through the flesh and not through the spirit, and I'm in trouble.
Yes, indeed.
I don't need for Mr. Bree to tell me that I'm doing wrong when I'm in God. I thank God for telling me wrong in the spirit realm. When it takes for somebody to tell you wrong, that means you listen to people more than you listen to God.
That's right.
He said, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. And since you couldn't put your trust in him, he'll use people to get your attention again. Oh, watch this, to get your attention again. Oh, God, he's trying to pull you out of misery because he's trying to get your attention again. In other words, you forgot your intention.
Yes.
Remember, he created us in his image. You forgot it, and he watches over his word. So he watches over his intention. Just think, thank God, and stop blaming people when they're trying to pull you out of misery. In other words, when people start telling on you, they try to tell them, start thanking God that somebody's trying to get you right.
Yeah.
Because God watches over his word to make sure it does everything it's intended to do. That means when somebody's pulling and telling on you and correcting you, thank God. Because in other words, you're still a part of you're a part of his intention.
Right. Amen.
I'm trying to help somebody out. Y'all see that?
Huh? Yes, sir.
For God put together, let no man put asunder. If you go look at the word asunder, A-S-U-N-D-E-R, A-S-U-N-D-E-R. Ms. Tiana, give me a definition of asunder, because I want everybody to hear this. Because, see, I want misery to flee from us, because we ain't keeping misery company. What does asunder mean, Ms. Tiana?
Asunder means to be put behind. Asunder means to be not a part of, separated.
Oh, yeah. Y'all see it? What God has put together, devil, you better not put asunder. We're married to God. Satan wants to make us miserable. And see, what happens is you won't put your mouth on God because somebody taught you religion. Your parents taught you that. Look how they trained you. So nobody ever say, especially black folk, would never say they don't believe in God, because that's a citizen sin. Huh? Oh, we don't say that. But just because you don't say it don't mean that you don't live like it.
Okay.
Hello? Uh-huh. So we allow the devil to come in because we didn't give God no more attention.
Come on.
And you cannot juggle God and Satan at the same time.
That's right.
Man, you can't juggle more than one woman. I know you play a player, but you can't do it. And as a matter of fact, why would you want to do it? Now you're making both of them women miserable, or multiple women miserable. Anybody talking about where I'm dating, how are you dating? Because when you're in God, you don't have to date. It'll find you. Listen to what I'm saying. Why would you be in God and you have to date? Oh, I'm about to preach it, and boy, I'm telling you, we're going to write it. Why would you be in God and you have to date? God is perfect, so God's going to give you multiple partners? See, boy. You telling me that's God that gave you multiple partners? Huh?
No.
As a matter of fact, you don't have to do nothing. All you got to do is work on you. It'll find you.
Right.
Huh? Fellas, you don't have to look at multiple women. Huh? You will see her, she'll see you. Women, you definitely don't have to look for a man. He going to find you. Now, I know people amen, but do you live that way? Because, see, misery is right around the corner. I heard what he said, but golly, I like how that man looks. And sometimes, Mr. Carr, you just have to go for what you know. What do you know, though?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you lack knowledge, you know misery is your next landing space, right? You're going to land right there in that next space. All right?
Yes, indeed.
So when God put together, watch in the natural, that no man put asunder, why are you even talking to the married woman?
Come on.
It's not yours. You remember that song, Michelle A? He's mine. You made a hat in once. But I got him all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Satan shouldn't talk to you. But Satan wants to disobey God just like the flesh wants to disobey God. So misery is the landing place when light comes around. Watch this. See, I need y'all to hear me and hear me good, because when God returns, see, he's giving you a little oomph right now with his children. You know, the angels are the sons of God. See, he's exposing misery not only in others, but he also examines us. Y'all follow me? The judgment of the Lord starts at the house of God. In other words, you think that people in God, talking about they judge me. No, they're not. They're rendering a judgment. That's the law. In other words, a police officer ain't judging you when they give you a ticket. They're telling you, thus said the law. So we tell you, thus said the Lord. So why are you getting mad at me for trying to help you?
That's right.
And let me make it even further. He said, if you lust after somebody else, listen, what God put together, Satan don't touch. In other words, watch this. Misery loves company. Satan mad. He wants you to see nothing wrong with what you're doing. Why are you communicating with them on any level?
Mm-hmm.
Please stop using other things. Remember, God is the inner. You can't outthink, slick, or live God. Stop it. The Bible says it this way. Do not let your good be evil spoken of. Translated, if it look bad, even to the natural person, leave it alone.
Right. All right.
In other words, they should not be able to condemn you by your outward appearance. You should be, everything that you do should be a presentation to them as well, because remember the Bible said he'll meet you where you are. See, when you're miserable, you only care about yourself. But when you're in God, you want good company. You want them to be good company. So you start presenting. You say, oh, yeah, when I talk to Miss Parker, you see why I talk to Miss Parker? Hey, Miss Parker, and I kept it moving. That woman married. So even if I don't want her, I don't want her to be looking at me.
All right. That's right.
I'm trying to help somebody. See, people hear these messages, Miss Tiana, and they tune them out. Because the Bible said don't be merely hearers of the word, but doers. Y'all, I'm going a little bit over time, but I got to get this word to you.
Come on.
But God put together, let no man put asunder. Misery loves company. So if misery loves company, if Satan's going to hell, he wants you to go too. He knows the word of God, and he's going to reverse it. So, watch this mindset, because I need somebody to hear me good. Married folk who's been married and somebody to take, watch this. You know that other person don't mind talking about, well, God ain't putting them together. How you know God? It don't even matter. Who are you to say what God put together and didn't
come
put
on.
Together?
Tell it.
I didn't know you was going to be over God's shoulder looking who going into heaven and who not. You know how many women, you know how many men, you know how many people literally play that game and say, God ain't put them together. So they wait, they turn in line, they wait. The Bible says love does not rejoice in the wrong. They wait for them to get divorced. They wait for them to have a downfall. They hope. They put their hope in the devil. Look at how miserable they are.
Right.
And they are smiling people's face. Backstabbers. Huh? Come on. Well, I would make it clear. Y'all want to think y'all think I'm lying?
Oh, no.
Y'all think I'm lying? Huh? Well, I make this thing clear as day. Women. Y'all know women, huh? Y'all know this, right? Misery loves company so bad. Why would you want somebody else's mess? If they wasn't faithful, huh?
Come on.
To her, what makes you think you got the golden thing that's been given? Now Satan has you to
if
you were going to be faithful to me, if you wasn't faithful to God, I don't want you.
Nah.
Amen.
If you wasn't faithful to that man, what makes you think I want you? All I do is take for somebody good looking, because it's obvious that you're getting your information through your flesh realm and not your spiritual realm, because if God put y'all together,
are
you taking anything else? As a matter of fact, I'm going to make sure your marriage works. You know why? I'm going to make sure your marriage works by rejecting your advances and any lust that I have for you, I'm going to reject that too. I'm going to make sure it works. It won't be on my clock that y'all separated.
No.
Tell it.
Oh, yeah, prove it. Devil, prove it that I did something wrong. Because my story can be written before the angels and testament in heaven. In other words, my intention, is followed by my attention that didn't prevent my retention. See, retention is when you actually, watch this, y'all, when you actually overcome prevention. Y'all remember the 40 days? You retain something. You retain your integrity. You retain, yes, Lord. You retain your degree. You retain your 401k when you watch over it. To watch over something means I gave it attention.
Yeah.
All right.
Well. It's funny how we'll look at our hair before we look at our soul.
Oh.
You know how many people look outwardly good but inwardly miserable? Soul all messed up. In other words, their mind is all messed up. Satan is after your soul. He's after your trunk. The reason why he's after your trunk, because he knows in the trunk is where you keep your spare. Oh, my God. Do you understand this? Your trunk is where your generator is. That means when life shuts you down, he wants you to stay down. See, people who have a good generator, that means, man, I'm going through. And God, I don't want to give up, but that generator that spirit kick in.
Come on now.
Lord, have mercy. Y'all didn't know it? The company that you keep is either going to help you put gasoline and charge up your generator, or it's trying to take your generator, and you ain't even know it. So that's when times get hard, you don't have nothing to fall back on because they done stole your generator.
That's right.
Lord, have mercy. Y'all see it? What did you go into your situation wanting to do, intending to do? Huh? Now, did you give it attention? See, the beautiful thing about attention, y'all, and hear me good, huh? Even if you gave it 95%, that still ain't good enough. Oh, my God. Remember the Bible said, test every spirit next to the spirit to see if it's a spirit of God? In other words, does God want 95%? You know it, don't you know why? Because God said, if it's lukewarm, what are you going to do? Spit you out his mouth.
Spit it out. Right.
That's right.
See how misery loves company? Huh? Y'all see how misery loves company?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Attention to detail. Mr. Bree, I just bought mouthwash the other day. Attention to detail. I missed it in the store, but when I got it home, y'all, it didn't have a seal. Huh? Why is men seek wise counsel? Hold on. Watch this. Misery loves company, but wise men seek wise counsel. I called Mr. Bree. Mr. Bree, I know it's supposed to have them. I just want that thing's supposed to have some type of feel on it. Yeah, don't you open it. Take it back. That's right. Attention to detail. If I miss it the first go-around, definitely not the second one.
Right.
All right.
Huh? You may have gotten close to me, but that's your last stop.
Right. Right.
Because I got to watch over my intentions. That I don't put something in my body that's going to harm me. That you don't put something in your ears that's going to harm you. Huh?
Come on. Exactly.
It's no longer a mistake when you've been doing it for so long. See, mistakes lead. Watch this, y'all. That's a choice. Yeah, I gave you four. Look at me giving me. Mistakes lead to choices. Choices lead to lifestyles. Lifestyle leads to who you are. And who you are.
Come
leads
on.
To your, you got it? Huh? It's no longer a mistake. Mistakes is once, twice, something like that. A choice, is what you continue to do. It becomes your lifestyle. You lose your identity, and that's what Satan's after, right? He wants you to be miserable. He wants you to wear a badge. Y'all ever seen them people talk about them inmates working in prisons? Huh? They're well-to-do people, but they be fooling with prisoners. In other words, they look one way, good intentions, but their attention is on something bad. So if ultimately they lose their job, too, they can't retain. Because they never prevent it.
Come on.
You know, some people are crazy enough to lose it because of what they thought was love. But don't you know, when you give anything time, when it's serving time, huh? When it's behind bars, I'm talking about sin. When it's behind bars, I'm talking about misery. Just because they're walking free don't mean that they're not behind bars. Don't you know the gift of gab that they have? Don't you know? Oh, boy.
Come on. Come on.
Think about how to dissect. In other words, tear other stuff down because I'm miserable. I want you miserable. And don't you know that misery will tell you anything that you want to hear because it just want a way out? Ooh, all I need is a doorway. Miss Tiana, tell me the definition of legion. Jesus said, what is your name? It's not that he didn't know. He wanted everybody else to see his authority. You're going to answer me, number one. And he wanted everybody to know, through the horse's mouth. And what does legion mean, Miss Tiana?
Legion stands for 2,000 to 5,000 army.
Oh, my God. It came as one person. In other words, misery comes as one, but it's trying to destroy a whole bunch more.
Right.
Right.
That individual came as one, but look at the multitude of problems that it tried to cause in your life or that it did cause. because of the company. In other words, they're not happy. You know they don't want you happy. Y'all better hit me and hit me good. Because the same thing that God said, let no man put asunder. If you was a vice in between their marriage, don't you know they're trying to prevent you from getting married? And if you do get married, they're going to expect you to treat them just like they treated you. In other words, you'll still have to talk to them because they did it. You did it.
Nice.
It was married.
Come on. Come on.
Misery loves company. Hold on. I put my husband to the side. For you, now you married now, and then they'll get married if you get married because they're miserable. Oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's love. If you're outside of God, don't involve God in your foolishness. This is how deceived you are. I love him. I love her. How is that loving that belong to somebody else?
That's right.
Huh? You see how misery loves company? It has people drunk with foolery.
Mm-hmm.
I thought love was God. The Bible says if a man knoweth not love, he knoweth not God. That means you don't know God because you're calling God something that he's not. That is not love. Never has been. So you don't even know God. My God. What kind of company have you been keeping? Who's been around you that saw the wrongdoing and didn't correct you? I know God has somebody. Well. Ain't that something, y'all? Y'all get
yes,
this?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Have y'all ever noticed the company that you keep when it's messy versus the company that you keep when it's God?
Come on.
But, Tiana, when I was in the world, I spoke like I was a child in the world. But now that I'm an adult, I put away those childish things. Misery loves company. Have you all ever noticed? I'm going in today for a reason. Have you all ever noticed? Huh? That when you get saved, then people don't want to talk to you no more? Y'all can talk on the phone for hours?
Yeah. Come on.
I got to say this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it with clarity. Huh? Y'all ever notice that?
Yes,
you ever notice how when the devil can't get to you, the devil trying to use something around you?
Yes.
Y'all ever notice that? I've seen it, and I think that it's sad. I know that it's sad. If I can't have her, I go to her brother and talk to her. In place of, that's a lie. The devil, you is a lie. Isn't she married? Leave her alone.
Right. Come on.
Isn't she married? Why are you going to his sister?
Come on.
Isn't that outside of the realm of God? That is not God. Leave them alone. Let that woman connect with her husband on all areas. My God, but you see how misery loves company? Because misery tries to position itself. In other words, I'm about to help somebody out. Somebody might get mad. It's okay. I told you. I enlisted. I enrolled. I signed up for this. Some people were drafted, but I went to God and said, here I am. Choose me.
Mm-hmm.
Misery loves company. Watch this. Oh, I'm about to help somebody out. Because see, people, where are you getting your information from? I'm talking to your soul now. Because, see, some people start to argue simply because they get their information from their flesh realm and not their spirit realm. See, the spirit realm says, what would Jesus do? Married folk, that was your mother-in-law, father-in-law. Oh, I know somebody mad now. But I love them. They're nice. It don't matter how nice they are. If they have moved on, Lord have mercy. Do not. Boy, I'm going to tell you like God told me. Misery loves company. I'm going to help that lady out. I'm going to help that man out because I'm going to remove myself. If I see mama-in-law and all them in passing and stuff like that, I'll speak. But I'm not going to sit up there and play that game and override where I'm not there no more.
Come on now. Yeah. Say it again.
Satan don't have access to God. Why? I know they like you. But see, it don't matter what they like. It's what's intended.
All right.
Right.
We're not married no more. I'm going to attack the other person. My God. My God. Misery loves company. You mad, and then we want to play that game, but that lady or that man being nice to me. It don't matter about that. They still call me a child. It does not matter. That's disrespectful.
That's right.
Now, where are you getting your information from? Tell me if you're getting that from heaven. And tell me if what you're saying will line up in heaven and can help everybody else out. On earth.
Mm.
You leave it be. As a matter of fact, hey, mama, no disrespect. I love you. But, your daughter's married to somebody else, and I'm backing up and giving their respect. I still love you, but I just give that respect, Mama. I think y'all need to bond. But I like you more. Mm-hmm. I understand, Mama. Well, I don't like her, Mama. I can't let you talk about somebody like that. They can be bad, but I'm not miserable. Okay? I'm not bitter either. I remove myself because I can't give something that's not mine.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
So see, if I give you attention, I'm going to prevent mine from coming in. So when your husband do come, perhaps the reason you don't have it is because misery was set before, laced over, covered your eyes. And you gave the wrong thing attention, and it prevented you from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I want y'all to know, Mr. Bree, when you do that, when you go back and fight for something, you better clean it all up. Didn't the Bible say confess your sins one year to another? If you don't tell it all, it would never be retained. Listen to me, y'all. Intentions, what are they? Attention, what you're giving it. If it's not 100%, you are wrong. If it's not 100%, you are wrong. If you don't give something 100%, how will you expect to attain it? Give it 100%. That means get everything out of the way that very well may hinder it. Number three, that very well may prevent it. Negative talk, negative people, negative atmospheres. Get rid of it. Married folk, hang with married folk. Even if they're not married, make sure they're married. In other words, they better be married in God. That's the married folk I'm talking about. Because if not, you're going to find yourself in a miserable place. Girl, Mr. B, watch this. Girl. You know, everybody, you know, and yeah, them husbands be getting mad when we going through school. When you going through school, I thought God meant more than your school. That means I will leave my school. I will leave my goals for my mate. I don't care about my school.
Right.
Oh,
come on.
My God, you should be single then.
Come on.
Hold on. Didn't God leave heaven for you?
He did.
So you want to tell me about school before a spouse? No, you're just using the spouse as a prop. To say that I'm happy, but you're really miserable.
That's right.
Now, how are you going to let people who not happily, you know how many people I've heard say, but they married? How they married and they living life, putting their body out on Instagram, Facebook, social media like that? How they happy in their marriage? They very well may be married, but they miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought all that was for your husband. I thought all that was for your wife.
That's right.
Hello, somebody? See, that means you need attention. That means your intention was never to please your spouse. When you get mad because your husband, your wife tell you, babe, go change that shirt. There's too much out there. Babe, what you mean? This is how my shape is. Man, go change this stuff. In other words, why are you trying to get the attention from somebody else? Go change it. If you're trying to please me, you wouldn't have a problem with it anyways.
Nah.
Right.
Y'all didn't hear what I just said, right? Whatever you're trying to please, whatever you want the attention of, when it speaks, you listen.
That's right. Amen. That is correct.
How you know where your attention is. Hello? And a lot of times our attention can be on ourselves and not what we said we wanted. Oh, my. Ms. Tiana, you hear me? That makes sense?
I hear you. It makes clear sense.
And it has prevented us from moving forward. And see, with that prevention, you didn't resist the devil. This is why the devil came in, because what you didn't resist is what you gave attention to. See, when you resist something, that means I don't give it attention. Whew, y'all didn't hear me. That means you gave attention to it. We don't need your words of validation on that. When it comes in and it's still around, that's because it still has your attention. Other than that, you will crush it.
Right.
Like, didn't I? You ever seen somebody fight somebody and beat them down, and they talking to them while they telling them? Didn't I tell you not to call me no more? But they beating them down at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beating you down and teaching you a lesson. Don't play with me. Oh, my God. Huh? And see, when you prevent the devil from coming in, you're able to better retain the very thing that you intended to, number one, in the first place. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Hello, y'all. Thought 1, 2, 3, and 4. I hope y'all wrote that down. Intention, attention, prevention, and retention.
Yeah.
Huh? So that misery don't keep you company. So men don't keep you company. Because, see, a lot of times Satan will take that same thing and say, my intentions was to be with him in the first place. But was your intentions founded in God?
Come on.
God don't make mistakes. Huh? People put hope and hope. It's funny how people have hope and come to God, but for the wrong reasons. Now all of a sudden they're holier than thou. You know, that's when people start saying, but didn't you say? I said a whole bunch of stuff. Don't pick and choose what I said and try and use it. Hello?
Right, right.
Tell somebody. Let me give y'all a scripture to go with that. Now, this scripture this morning starts with a K, S-K, not S-C. Scripture. First Corinthians 15 and 33, write it down. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Okay?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15 and 33. Second scripture is Proverbs 13 and 20. Proverbs 13 and 20, the Bible said, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Oh, misery loves company. Huh? Whoever walks with wise becomes wise, but the companions of fools will suffer harm. Is that not true, y'all? Amen?
That's yes,
true?
It is.
Okay. Oh, yes, Lord, y'all, listen to it. 1 Corinthians 5 and 11. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. Be careful of the company you keep, 1 Corinthians 5 and 11. Proverbs 14 and 7. Proverbs 14 and 7. Leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet the words of knowledge. Proverbs 14 and 7. Leave the presence of a fool. Misery loves company, y'all. Leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet words of knowledge. Psalms 26, 4 through 5. Psalms 26, 4 through 5. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I would not sit with the wicked. Be careful of the company of you. Huh? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 22, 24 through 25. I'm giving y'all these real rapid fire. Proverbs 22, 24 through 25. Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest ye learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. In other words, when people mad, and you stay around, you find yourself becoming mad with your own intentions.
Yep.
In other words, when you mad at her, you start finding flaws and wrong with your husband. Lord, have mercy. When he married his wife, you start finding flaws in your head. Misery loves company. In other words, before you know it, and it could be the opposite sex. In other words, they see some things you don't have to be said. You know how people say what's understood don't have to be said? Look at how the devil operates. He operates in cold. Misery loves company. In other words, the man that you was after, all you need is for him to talk about his wife. Yes, Lord. And you're going to start talking about yours. Yes, Lord. You know why? Because that was the whole intent from the get-go.
Yeah.
Huh? Y'all with me?
Come on, sir.
Right there. Misery loves company. Make sure that your intentions are pure in God. Don't say that your intentions, don't tell me your intentions when you was operating in your flesh. Tell me your intentions when you was operating in Jesus.
Amen.
In Jehovah Jireh. Tell me your intentions then. Now, when you tell me those intentions, all right, what kind of attention did you give it? Did you watch over it? Because, see, when God gives attention, when he gives intention, that's a vision. He gives provision. He gives you the, oh, my God.
Yes.
He gives you the sources to prevent the evil one from coming in.
Come on.
Did you put your guard down? And if you put your guard down, why did it stay down? Because, see, when it's called to your attention, why didn't you do something about it?
Amen.
Unless you wanted to be there in the first place. Huh. Misery loves company. Y'all, you got to be careful. Because people are start trying to make you conform to who they are. In other words, accept what they accept.
Huh.
If they was beat down, they want you to be beat down. Girl, it's all right. Every woman has played a fool. You can't say that every woman has played a fool. We ought to be stupid for a man, not me. And if I was, that was then. I won't be ever again in my life.
Come on now.
Don't try and swindle me with the old. In other words, you telling me where you still are. Everyone has been stupid. Well, I'm not living my life based on everybody else. Misery. And you miserable too, right? Y'all know somebody miserable when they don't have any more standards. In other words, if you can tell women... If you can tell your husband, men, if you can tell your wife there's something, you know, hey, I done been with this one and that one, and they don't care, That means something wrong with that. They're miserable because I care about what I have invested in. You can't tell me that Sabrina did something and I don't check Sabrina. But we'll fall out. If you don't even care what they did, that's because your intention was never in them.
All right. Come on.
Y'all don't hear me. Huh? Y'all don't hear me. Because love protects at all times. That means you never loved it in the first place. Because you don't even care about who they done been with. My God.
Okay.
My God. My God. I care. You know why? Because if that's my soulmate, what they do applies to me too. Because when you become one, if that was your intention, everything on their record becomes on your record. So I do care. So I care
right.
Before we get married. I care. Busy love company, though. Let's go ahead and pray, Miss Tim.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the word that's gone forth. We are grateful that you continue to just feed us with the knowledge, Heavenly Father, that you want us to walk in. We are so grateful that you, Heavenly Father, are the company that allows for us to see what is that should not be. Heavenly Father, may we focus on your company first and foremost. May we acknowledge that you, Heavenly Father, have the guiding light for exactly how we are to operate, the guiding light towards our purpose in life, the guiding light towards you. Heavenly Father, thank you for providing us this ministry. Thank you for gifting us this leader. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, real quickly, for those who have to get off the line, we thank you for calling in. Okay, we truly do. You know, have a great day if you have to get off the line. But everybody else needs your prayer request and or something that you heard this morning that you want to explain more or something that you just want to give a praise report or just something that you want to say thank you about. Because I think what happens a lot of times, y'all, we take the word of God casually, so casually that we don't even, man, if you can thank your doctor, you know what's more important? I'm telling you, y'all, listen to this, Misery Loves Company, people give the doctor that concerns our physical health more credence than they do your teachers, your ministers, your leaders with the spiritual health. I do believe that the body got to go, but the soul going to be around forever. See, y'all don't hear me. See, we don't have the same spirit as God. See, we give them more credence because of the dollar amount they make. But see, God said my dollar amount don't require, it don't even have a face on it because you can't see mine. My dollar amount is me. Because see, my riches and glory are heaven. We give them more credibility than we give the ones who teaching us. See, if it wasn't good teaching, up until I said it, you wouldn't have ran. See, oh, we'll listen to that because it's good, huh? But we like Dr. Shamblin. We don't like
that.
So if it's something that's good that God gave you, it's okay to tell God thank you and thank you for using your servant. It's okay.
Right.
We don't
right.
know what all goes into this. Until you know what goes into being a parent, people will never appreciate it. Now, do they?
Come on.
Shepherd and sheep. Okay. Let's go ahead and open the line. Star five, anything that you want to share?
Well, as we're going, Mr. Carr, and as folks are pressing star five, I do want to acknowledge those four steps, intention, attention, prevention, and retention. Man, to look at life in that way, look at our relationship with God in that way, it's just opened up so much, especially when we compare what that percentage is of our attention. So I want to thank you for that, and I think it's just one way for me to realize where am I falling short, and I hope others feel the same way as well. We do have one caller.
Let's get it.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good. I just wanted to I think last Sunday or Sunday before, I can't remember, I called in and mentioned my coworker that was in the hospital. He's actually now in a rehabilitation hospital. But I spoke with his brother yesterday, and he told me, gave me a good praise report. So he was like, they moved the feeding tube from his throat to his stomach, which is a good thing. And he's breathing much better. He's opening his eyes. So, you know, God is awesome, so it's he's doing good. I haven't had a chance to go see him, but I'll go up there and see him next week. But and he's doing really well. So
you keep on sharing that love over his life, y'all. We just God's blessing. Okay, but you keep on, you know, just pouring out that love over his life, you know, and still let God have his on all areas, in all areas of his life, y'all. This is very extremely important because a lot of time we take for granted prayers, okay? It's the prayers of the righteous, and this is what sustains people, okay? And this is important. So God still have his way, but in the midst of his downtime, let God just pray over his soul, his mind. And that's a praise report for you because in a medical term, you know, that is progress. He's getting better.
Yeah.
Right? That's great. All right, now. Thank you so much, Jeff.
You're welcome.
All right. Those are our callers so far, Mr. Carr.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to go with. So, y'all, with that being said, you know, we pray.
We have one more hand, sir. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I want to say good morning to everybody and just thank you. I'm very, very full this morning. I have four simple letters, IAPR. Mr. Carr, that needs to be on the T-shirt. I just really, it's self-explanatory where you can't run from it. It's broken down to where you can't deter from it. It's exactly what it is. And I'm going to share this and I'm through. Today, I started my reset challenge. I put it out there on social media that I was going to do it. I asked for people as a means of support if they would do it along with me for encouragement. I don't need anybody else when it's just for me, but I just ask those who really care for my well-being and health to, you know, do it along with me for a means of support. But I know if I have God's support and I'm seeking his face and to do better, as we talked about, intent. Time you step up and decide to live right, to do right, to follow Christ, to eat right, that's when everybody starts coming at you in several different ways. It's like time you step up and claim Christ, the devil will send his soldiers.
Right.
But I know mine is bigger, if you get my drift.
Right.
The God that I serve is bigger. And I just want to say thank you for that. And
amen.
Thank you for the spiritual pep rally, if you will, to know that I'm doing the right thing. And we're here to go win this thing.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Tell them your Facebook social media page so they can follow and help and support.
My name is Eustace Arnold, Eustace. Arnold, and I'm going to repost. I was telling people I'm going to repost my menu every day, but I'm not eating anything cooked. It's going to be all raw. Everything is, I mean, from not so many snacks, but mostly fruits and veggies. But nothing cooked for a week. And I'm not the best health guru, but I pledge for 1 week. So I said 1 week on, 1 week off. 1 week on, 1 week off. But the way I've been doing it, I started technically half of last week. And the more you continue the right thing, the correct way, the bad thing is, like you said before, you're going to spit it out your mouth. It's going to become foreign. If you try to give a meat lover's pizza to somebody that's vegetarian, they're going to get sick. So if you have to personally step up and claim your body. You have to claim what's yours and be disciplined and dedicated enough. That's why I said 1 week on, 1 week off. But my intentions were to continue it, and that's exactly how I'm headed.
So, y'all, thank you for that, DJ. So make sure y'all go check him out at Eustace Arnold on Facebook. And, y'all, good intentions mean nothing without follow-through.
All right.
Right. It means nothing without follow through. Mr. DJ said it's IARP. He's talking about intentions, attention prevention, and I thought he was about to say AARP. Somebody looked on the sugar. I was about to say, not too much, doctor. But we good. I'm about to say, hold on, but we good, though. All right? So you'll get sick. If you start taking salt out your diet, you'll get sick. When you start taking misery out of your diet, when you taste it again, you'll get sick. If you ever
right.
got a boy, I'm trying to help somebody. The bad habit, the sin in your life, if you ever got rid of it, you start doing right, when you start to taste again, it'll make you sick. In other words, watch this, Mr. Bree. Conviction is set in your heart. Sickness is like conviction. It is set in your
yes.
heart. Something that you're no longer used to. The reason why there's no conviction, because you never let it go in the first place.
Amen.
And it don't take, I don't know about y'all, it don't take somebody else to tell you when you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to hear
that's
from
right
somebody else to leave it alone. I leave it alone because I know how it makes me feel. Ooh. That's a message by itself.
Yep.
God by himself. I know when I let it go, and I let it go for good, and it's out my system, I don't need you to tell me for me to hear it loud and clear. My system, because I know my body has told me it's not good for me because it has made me sick. If it don't make you sick, it's only because you never let it go in the first place.
That's right.
Oh, well, let us move forward. Let's go. That was it, Miss Tiana?
That was it, sir.
So we just gave, you know, wanted to give y'all a little word this morning. Not word, word. And that's what we're going to do. Okay? And we're going to have a great time in it. But Kevin Gates said, I don't get tired. Kevin Gates, you get tired. Because, see, hours last forever. God came to give life and life more abundantly. So misery cannot lay on our doorsteps. See, misery is outdated. And some people need to throw it out.
Right.
All right.
Okay? It spoiled too many things in your life. Don't even inhale it. Don't even look at it. Get some gloves, throw it out, and leave it out. If they don't
mm-hmm.
call or come and get it, the number is 411. Call them. Tell them somebody
mm-hmm.
to come and get the trash because it's not my treasure. Y'all have a great day. We'll see y'all later on this evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.